This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel said its forces were operating in and around Gaza's biggest hospital. An Israeli army video showed automatic weapons, grenades, ammunition, and flak jackets said were recovered from an undisclosed building within the complex. Israeli military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus.
There is an AK-47. There are cartridges, ammo. There are grenades in here, of course, uniforms. And all of that, this was hidden very conveniently, secretly, behind the MRI machine.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Moviegoers filled into a Tel Aviv theater for an emotionally charged film, made even more so by the death of its director, who was killed in the October 7th attack by Hamas militants. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Yahav Winner's short film, The Boy, was influenced by a Hamas rocket attack he witnessed years ago that killed his best friend's father instantly. A scene from the film involving characters taking shelter during a rocket raid drew tears from the audience. The film was due to be released last month, but Winner himself died at the hands of Hamas when militants stormed into the Kfar Aza kibbutz where he lived. Winner, his wife Shiley Atari, and their baby daughter hid in their safe room. When militants looked to smash through a window, Winner had held it tightly shut, giving time for Atari to flee with the baby.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping agreed on Wednesday to resume military-to-military communications and work to curb fentanyl production, two major outcomes from their first-to-face talks in a year. Biden and Xi met for about 4 hours on the outskirts of San Francisco, California. This is VOA News. With the effects of climate change increasingly being felt, the World Meteorological Organization says global concentrations of carbon dioxide, the most important greenhouse gas, last year were 50% above pre-industrial era for the first time. VOA's Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
WMO Secretary General Petteri Talas on Wednesday said that despite decades of warnings from the scientific community, the world is heading in the wrong direction. He says global temperatures are expected to increase by 2.5 to 3 degrees Celsius by the end of the century. This, he says, is well above the Paris Agreement goal of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. He says the whole planet has seen an increase in heat waves. About half of the planet is facing an increase of flooding and a one-third increase in drought. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A deal allowing Italy to build reception camps in Albania for thousands of migrants arriving by sea does not breach European Union law, which is not applicable, the bloc's top migration official said on Wednesday. The plan announced last week has drawn criticism from human rights groups. Italy, an EU member, is planning to open two camps in Albania, a non-EU member, next spring, one to screen migrants on arrival and a second to detain them while asylum applications are processed, in hopes they can process as many as 3,000 cases a month. Britain's Supreme Court unanimously ruled on Wednesday the government's plan to send asylum seekers to Rwanda is unlawful. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The announcement dealt a crushing blow to Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's immigration reforms ahead of an expected general election next year. Britain wanted to send tens of thousands of asylum seekers arriving on its shores without permission to the East African country. The idea was to deter migrants crossing the English Channel from Europe in small boats. But the UK's top court decided Rwanda cannot be considered a safe third country. The ruling sparked an angry response from some lawmakers in the right wing of Sunak's ruling Conservative Party. They said the government should consider pulling out of the European Convention on Human Rights.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones, who says Sunak said the government had planned for this and will renegotiate the treaty with Rwanda to make it legal. High-risk migrants in Australia will face up to 5 years in prison for breaching their visa conditions under emergency legislation introduced in response to a high court ruling that migrants can't be detained indefinitely. The government said by Thursday it has released 83 foreigners since the court ruled last week. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.